something that with buttons on the front and no sleeves.
Oh no, I don't wear stuff like that. I go for a rest.
Okay, well.
Yeah, you wore them sweaters without no sleeves.
Well, I know, but my shirt got a sleeve on.
Well, how about a coat and well, these are called what?
Breeches or trousers.
Okay, now trousers or breeches made of the same material as a coat.
Well, it's supposed to be, I think. Well, it's a suit.
Yeah. And if you just bought it, you'd say it's a
suit.
The new.
Yeah, suit or coat.
Yeah. Now, if you had a something that between the shirt and the coat made of that same material with buttons on it.
Call that a sweater, wouldn't you? Vest.
Yeah, a vest, or I just wondered if you ever called it a jacket.
Yeah, you call that a jacket. But, they commenced making an overhaul, and then they make an overhaul jacket, and they call the overhaul jacket.
Uh-huh. That's just the top part.
Yeah.
I see. And if a collar of a shirt, or a shirt is, nowadays things are sans-serized, so this doesn't happen as much anymore, but they used to. You know, they get smaller when they're washed.
Mm-hmm. Shrink.
Shrink.
Would you draw up too?
Well, the suits never did wash them, or did they back then?
Yeah, overall suits.
Well, of course, overall they washed them. I mean, a dress suit.
Mm-hmm. No, that would just be more cotton things and so forth. And these things that you're wearing are.
Suspenders or galluses.
All right. And something you'd open up on a rainy day would be a...
umbrella.
And a...
parasol.
Mm-hmm. Is that a parasol different?
No,
umbrella and parasol would be the same thing.
It is the same thing, I think.
And something a woman might wear around her wrist would be a...
well, watch.
Bracelet.
Bracelet. Used to wear bracelets, now they got watches.
All right, and then something you might carry in your pocket to keep change in.
That'd be a little pocketbook.
Or something, or might call it a change.
Yeah, change purse.
Mm-hmm.
You call it that?
It'd be all right.
Change what?
Mm-hmm.
I have to get his pronunciation. Yeah, the change.
The purse.
Yeah. And then the last thing, when you make a bed, the very last thing you put over it is called a...
what do you call it? County pin? Cover lid?
Spread.
Huh?
Okay.
Spread.
All right, and the thing you rest your head on is a
pillow.
And the women used to make these, they still do, but they make pieces of cloth together.
Quill.
Yeah.
Quill.
Yeah. And then a bed made up flat on the floor would be a
pallet.
Okay. Now, low-lying land near a stream that might have water on it in the spring and then you plant it later and it's very good. Best land. What would you call your best land? I mean, you know, on your farm.
Bottom land
would be where it overflows first and second bottom in a river bottom, you know, it's called the first. It'll overflow the first bottom and then it keeps on that big and overflow the second bottom.
That would be a higher.
Yeah, higher, yeah.
And then a low-lying grassland, the place where you might plant fodder or something, you know. That...
well, you could call that farmland.
Uh-huh. Well, I just wondered if you had any place that you might call it a meadow or...
well, not something called a meadow, you know, where down in the meadow, but that's just where they keep grass all the time, I guess.
Uh-huh.